An Indigenous-led grassroots group has launched a letter-writing campaign calling on Canada and Ontario to restart the regional assessment process in the Ring of Fire area and allow Indigenous peoples to lead the process. Friends of the Attawapiskat River have posted a letter online. People can fill out a few details on the website to send a letter to government representatives. Over 100 people have supported it so far, with the goal being 500 people. In early January, the group launched a petition asking Treaty 9 members to have a say in the environmental assessment and show their opposition to the proposed Ring of Fire development. Carrie Blaze, the Northern Services Council with the Canadian Environmental Law Association, said the petition was a way for Treaty 9 members to voice their opposition and concern to the Ring of Fire. It's broadly worded and is more of a statement to endorse, while the letter is specific to the ongoing consultation process, she said. The letter will be sent to the federal and provincial officials who have been engaged in the Ring of Fire file, Blaze said. The campaign's goal is to send a message to the Minister of Environment and Climate Change, Stephen Gilbolt, raise collective awareness of what's going on and have Canada recognize the inherent jurisdiction and legal orders of Indigenous nations. The only jurisdiction Canada is willing to recognize is Ontario, not Indigenous nations, Blaze said. The Ring of Fire is located in northwestern Ontario, with communities along the James Bay coast in northeastern Ontario being downstream of the development before the water ultimately flows into Hudson Bay. Canada and Ontario are discussing a potential agreement on how the regional assessment will be done in the Ring of Fire region. It's early enough that they can get it right. So the louder that message is now, the better, Blaze said. Last week, First Nations chiefs sent a joint letter to Gilbolt demanding to stop the regional assessment process and asking the minister for a definitive answer by January 28. The minister is considering the next steps in response to the letter, according to a government spokesperson. The deadline to review the draft agreement and provide feedback has also been extended to March 2. Mike Kustashin, who's a part of the Friends of the Attawapiskat River, said the future generations need to be protected, with an environment that was provided for them, for their life. They are the first people of Turtle Island, he said in a statement. The letter will be available for signing until March 2.